Since October, Madison Democratic Representative Chris Taylor has been trying to get the Walker administration to reopen the state capitol basement.
And so I just feel like it's a real, real injustice to limit access to the capitol based on whether you have a home or not. It actually was shocking to me that they were so forthright in admitting that.
The Department of Administration says community organizations are better equipped to provide for the homeless. And spokesman Chris Shane here says the state may need to use the capitol basement as a staging area for police in case of large-scale rallies.
There's still the potential for some fairly significant events,
including this past Saturday's recall rally. Earlier this year, the Capitol basement was closed during protests over collective bargaining and stayed closed except for Sundays. That's when a nonprofit group serves meals to the needy. Taylor says there aren't enough shelters or public places for the homeless.
And we're getting to cold winter months. Where is this population going to go? But the broader issue is, why are we limiting access to the Capitol in these public spaces that have typically been open to the public?
You know, certainly the Capitol is open to everyone, but not every room is open to the public.
Shane Harris says the Department of Administration is considering using the Capitol basement for meetings or special events.
Probably a more managed area than just having it simply open.
Taylor's not giving up. She's exploring legislative options that would give the administration less leeway in determining when the Capitol's open or closed. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.